And welcome back to Coast. This hour, we will take your calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Those of you on hold, just hang there. We'll do our best to quickly get to you on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And what a great service you and Doc Wallach provide, Ben.
Thank you, George.
I got to tell you, people come up to me where I am, and they just rave about you two because you help people.
Well, you know what, George? Life is about other people, you know? What are you going to do? Keep the knowledge to yourself? The world is suffering. The world is in pain. The world doesn't understand how their bodies work. We don't get an owner's manual for our bodies, and those of us who understand how the body works owe it to the world to share it.
What do you think of green tea?
Love it. Love it.
Is it an immune booster?
Absolutely. Great for sun protection, too. Great for the heart, great for the mind, the brain. Green tea is actually, next to water, I think it's the most commonly consumed beverage in the world.
Really?
Yep. That's because of all the Asian, you know, China's got the...
They love tea.
Yeah, they love their green tea. Green tea, and it's so tasty. Oh, my gosh. Plus, you get a little hit of caffeine.
Zinc, C, and D3. All together. It's a great booster.
Zinc, C, and... Yeah, you know your stuff, George. That's right.
Well, of course. I've learned over the years.
That's right. Vitamin C, like I was saying earlier, it never ceases to amaze me how underappreciated that is. And also, now that you mention it, zinc is so underappreciated, too. There's over 200 different enzymes in the body that depend on zinc, and it's one of the most important nutritional deficiencies around the world, zinc deficiency. And for folks who are worried about their immune system, get yourself on zinc. It is phenomenal. Also for acne, by the way.
I think zinc is the catalyst for building up your immune system.
I would say you're right, George. And you know, not only for your immune system, but also if you burn yourself or cut yourself, zinc is actually stored in your skin, and it's mobilized, it's directed to the cut to turn on the genetics. Literally, to turn on the genetics, it's what we call an epigenetic factor, turns on the genetics that are responsible for healing.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jesus in Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the show. Hello, Jesus.
Hello, Jesus.
Hey, Georgie. Hey, Georgie. And then, Ben, thank you so much for your work as a pharmacist. You know, all of us depend on your services. I thank you for addressing the monkeypox and the COVID. I wonder if you have any supplements for that. And the other question is, about gluten. You know, I'm a Catholic here, and there's so many verses in the Bible about bread.
Yeah.
And George, you're a Lebanese. I like the hummus and the pita bread. So,
yep.
What do you do? It's okay. I don't have celiac disease. Can I still eat the wheat bread?
Well, you know, not everybody has a problem with gluten. That's first of all. So you want to be, you know, you may be able to handle gluten. But you said something very interesting about biblical times. The grains we have today are not the same grains they had back in biblical times. And the bread that they, you know, even 500 years ago or 600 years ago, let alone thousands of years ago in the Bible, it's not the same kind of grains or bread that we eat today. Today's grains and bread are much more gluten-dense. Not only that, but you have the pesticides and all those things that they spray on the crops that makes the grains not necessarily a health food, although there are certainly healthy compounds that can be found in grains. As far as boosting the immune system, that's one of the key things that longevity products do is they build the immune system. And as I was saying earlier, zinc and immune support, I-26 hyperimmune egg, the Beyond Immune FX, there are wonderful, wonderful immune-boosting supplements. And you know what else? Don't underestimate the power of just a good, all-around, Mighty 90 nutritional supplement program, like the Healthy Start Pack, where you get all your basic nutrients. And then you can support it with specific things that are like satellite products. But the basic building blocks, the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, as we call them, is your Healthy Start Pack. Everybody needs that.
I've taken 3 COVID tests because I wanted to, and the kits came free.
Yeah.
And all negative, obviously.
Wow, you're taking care of yourself, George.
But can you have COVID without symptoms?
Of course.
You
Absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely. A lot of people have asymptomatic COVID, and they never bother testing themselves because their immune system takes care of it. You can have viral infections. In fact, you know, we talked about this before. We're surrounded with viruses. There are more viruses in your body than there are stars in the universe. Every gram of soil, every drop of water from the ocean is filled with viruses. A virus is nothing more than a piece of DNA, a piece of chemicals that has a capsule around it, and they're everywhere. And so certainly most of us are getting viral infections, and our immune system is taking care of it, and then once in a while it doesn't, and you say you have a cold or you say you have an infection. But the human body evolved, along with viruses, to be able to handle them. What we have to do is we have to eat less food. We got to make sure we're eating nutrient-dense, stay away from the processed stuff, the McDonald's and the Snickers bars and all the ultra-processed food. It's not even processed. It's ultra-processed. And make sure you're doing all the regular lifestyle-building strategies you're supposed to do, exercise, resting, meditating, breathing, and getting on a good nutritional supplement program.
Next up, Raymond's with us in Missouri, Wild Card Line. Raymond, take it away, sir.
Hey, Raymond.
How are you guys?
Wonderful.
I have a question and a comment.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of mangosteen?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, cancer properties that it has, you know, as far as, like, benefits?
Oh, yeah. Mangosteen is wonderful. And it's not especially wonderful. There's a lot of fruits and vegetables that have these kinds of properties.
Like almonds.
Almonds are wonderful, absolutely. Grapefruit is wonderful. Mangosteen is powerful, that's for sure, but I don't know necessarily that it's more powerful than other fruits and vegetables, but mangosteen is definitely good. There was a multi-level company that was built around mangosteen, so it got a lot of press. But mangosteen, I would say it's a really powerful fruit. It's very colorful. I think it's purple, rich in antioxidants. It's anti-inflammatory. It's got some good benefits.
I don't think a lot of people know about it. And then, have you ever heard of, like, a natural remedy for hepatitis C?
For Hep C, take care of that liver. That's the most important thing.
Milk thistle.
You hit the nail on the head, George. Milk thistle, vitamin E, essential fatty acids. Yeah, taking care of the liver is really important. In fact, one out of three Americans has what they call non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The liver is processing all kinds of things, and when the liver is stressed out, and it can get stressed out from toxins in the environment, from processed foods, from drugs that we take, legal or illegal drugs, cigarette smoke, when the liver is stressed out, it doesn't process things as well, and fat starts to build up and fibers start to form, and this is where non-alcoholic fatty liver disease comes from. And guess what? One of the most important causes of it is sugar. In fact, fatty liver disease is part of something called metabolic syndrome. So if anybody's concerned about fatty liver disease, there's lots of things you can do. But the most important is probably treat yourself like a diabetic and use anti-diabetic nutrients and an anti-diabetic diet.
See, I love modern medicine, Ben, and some of the things they have
Absolutely.
Done. And you mix that with, you know, traditional holistic medicine, supplementation. You can't go wrong.
100%. You're absolutely correct, George. And I'm guilty of being up on the medical model, but I do it when they try to take over for lifestyle kinds of issues. But as far as what we call heroic medicine, it's amazing what they can do.
Oh,
they can
God.
Stitch back on, and how they can close up wounds and transplant organs. It's science fiction, really.
I look at how people like Bobby Darin died at the age of 37, the great singer. If he were living today, I think they would have been able to save him.
Lou Gehrig died.
All that.
I think in his 40s, amyotrophic ALS.
Yep.
I was just reading about that, and I was thinking, you know, if today you don't die from, you know, you can live to be 70 years old, 75 years old, and these people were dying early. Yeah, modern medicine is really amazing.
Text and tweets, what do you have for Ben?
Tommy? From Charlie in West Los Angeles, please ask Ben to discuss cardio exercise and why sweating is good for you. And then Ben, it says, ... or is it?
Cardio, first of all, sweating is very good for you. That's one of the ways the body eliminates toxins. The skin is known as the third kidney because toxins come out in the sweat. So, yes, absolutely, sweating is great for you. In fact, if you're feel like you're coming down with a cold, sweating is one great way to either prevent the cold entirely or reduce its severity. So, yes, sweating is great. And aerobic exercise is great also. I think that's what he's talking about when he talks about cardio exercise, is aerobic exercise for the heart. But you can't overdo it. And the relaxation part of the exercise process is almost as important as the exercise process. The body responds to stress very effectively as long as it's balanced with rest. If the stress is not balanced with rest, that's where it's a problem. When you hear the problems associated with stress, what you're really hearing is overstress that's not balanced with rest. The body likes high-intensity, quick stress. In fact, there's something now called HIIT. You may have heard of it. High-intensity training, and that's where you train by working out intensely for maybe 10 seconds or 15 seconds, and then you take a break for a minute or two. That's how the body likes to it likes its stress in quick bursts of intensity, followed by long, luscious, relaxing rest.
Let's go to the wonderful state of Minnesota. Rita's with us. Hello, Rita. Thank you for calling.
Hello. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
Love the show. I have a question about, isn't there a test that you recommend, I mean, to get an evaluation of what we're lacking in our system?
A test for lack of nutrients?
Yeah.
You could test for specific nutrients, but the problem with the tests that they do is they test the blood.
It's a blood test.
It's a blood test. But the problem is not nutrients in the blood. The problem is nutrients in the cells. So just because you're deficient or have an excess of nutrients in the blood, that doesn't tell you what's getting into the cells. And this distinction between the cells and the rest of the body is not one that's often made. So unfortunately, most tests aren't going to test for nutrients in the cells, although you can do something called a red blood cell analysis where they will test for things like magnesium or iron or the B complex in cells. But most tests are for the blood, are testing the blood, and that is not a really a necessarily a good indicator of deficiencies or excess.
My doctor tests for your vitamin D levels.
He's probably testing the blood.
Oh, yeah, it's all a blood test.
Yeah, so they don't test the cells, and you don't know what's getting into the cells. So it's not, the blood tests are not necessarily the end-all and be-all. You got to really know what's getting into the cells, and just because something's in the blood or not in the blood doesn't really have a, that's not really telling you about what's happening at the level of the cell.
Why is vitamin D3 so important?
George. Vitamin D is so important. Every single cell in the body is activated by vitamin D via the via calcium. Vitamin D controls calcium, and calcium is the activating mineral. It activates them. When we think of calcium, we always think about the bones. But really, calcium's role is to turn on cellular activities, to turn on cellular biochemistry. And that's why calcium is so important, and that's why vitamin D is so important, because vitamin D not only pulls in calcium through the digestive tract, through the intestine, into the blood, but it also facilitates its movement into cells. And I'm telling you, man, vitamin D is so mind-blowingly important. But the best way to get your vitamin D is what, George? Not diet.
The sun.
The sun. But we're all heliophobic. We're all terrified of the sun. So we have vitamin D deficiency problems, and it shows up in our health.
Now, you're a skin guy. Yeah. Let me ask you about melanomas.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, skin cancer and melanoma. First of all, melanoma happens inside the body as well as it happens outside the body. So it's not necessarily a skin problem. And also, skin cancer is not necessarily a skin problem. It's a cancer problem. The operative word in skin cancer is cancer, not skin. So it's a cancer. Cancer is caused by cells that are freaked out, a cell that is at its wit's end, a cell that doesn't know what else to do. So what it does is it goes back in time and starts to divide like it did back in ancient days when it was a bacteria. See, the cells in the human body, in an animal body, in a plant body, are advanced cells. A cancer cell is a primitive cell. A primitive cell doesn't require the same kind of nutrients. It doesn't require the same kind of energy. It just needs sugar. And it just divides, just like a bacteria. And a cancer cell performs like a bacteria more than like an advanced cell. Why? Because it's suffocated, because it's starved, and because it's toxic. And those are the only three things that go wrong with a cell: starvation, suffocation, and toxification. And if you want to keep cells from becoming cancerous, make sure you're nutriating, make sure you're oxygenating, and make sure you're giving your body and your cells a clean place to do its work.
Why do some people get cancer, Ben, and other people simply do not?
Well, you know, same thing. They're not taking care of the cells. The cells aren't getting what they need. Now, there are probably weaknesses, predispositions genetically, but really you can make a cell turn cancerous by robbing it of nutrients and oxygen and putting toxins in the system, in the cellular system, and you can have cells reverse. And by the way, George, this is very important. Cells go from cancerous to non-cancerous all the time. And the body kills cancer cells all the time. There's a wonderful article that I saved from the New York Times back, it came out in 2009, and it talks all about this, how cancer cells revert. And nobody knows how this is done, but it's done. And also, the body handles cancer by either killing the cells or somehow extracting.
They gang up on them.
Yes, the immune system does.
I see. My theory has always been that all of us have cancer cells.
100%.
Except that those of us with immune systems fight it off.
You know your stuff, George. That's absolutely the case. That's absolutely the case.
Jeremy in North Dakota, welcome to the show. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hello, Ben and George.
Hi there.
Ben, I'm kind of irritated with you because you got me addicted to King Tangerine.
That's a good addiction, Jeremy.
I heard that before. That's a good addiction, Jeremy. That's a good addiction.
I like mixing it with Propel Kiwi Strawberry Water.
Okay, good job. You can also put in your vodka, too. You know that, George?
Well, not me. I don't drink vodka. I'm a Sinatra drinker.
Okay.
You know what his favorite drink was?
What's that?
Jack Daniels.
Oh, Jack Daniels.
That's it. They buried him with a bottle.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No.
They put it in his casket. They sure did. Now I'm going to tell you, you're going to go dig him up to get the bottle, aren't you?
That's hysterical. They really, you're kidding me.
No. Jeremy, do you have anything else, or that was it?
Yeah, I have another question.
Go ahead.
Can you tangerine help you with your memory?
Absolutely, 100%. Help you with everything in the body. That's just amazing, George.
Except he forgot to take it.
What's that?
That's a joke.
That's great. No, I'll tell you what, George, with all the stories I hear about Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I could not live with myself if I didn't go on radio shows and my radio program and my presentations and talk about this stuff. It's an amazing, amazing supplement. I'm a formulator myself, and that is so impeccably formulated, that Beyond Tangy Tangerine, that when people take it, like Jeremy says, you're addicted to it.
Was that invented by Doc?
You know, I'm not sure who came up with it. I think nutrients, the specific nutrients, were Doc's idea, but who actually formulated it, I think, was Richard Renton, who's a really just a brilliant, brilliant chemist formulator who's responsible for a lot of Yongevity products. Shout out to Richard.
I mean, did you know that Doc worked at the St. Louis Zoo?
You know, I think I did know that, with Marlon Perkins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mutual of Omaha.
Yeah, you remember Marlon? Did you know Marlon Perkins?
I didn't know him. He was still there when I was there. But I think I had met him one time, but he was an icon out there.
Yeah, but you watched Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, I'm sure.
I sure did.
Yeah, I did too.
I sure did. It was a great animal show. Next up, let's go to Jim in Delaware. Squeeze you in before the break. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, George. Hey, Ben. I got a question first, and I'll tell you what's wrong with me, if anything. Anyway, do the students in medical school, are they still required to do the Hippocratic Oath?
Yeah.
I think they are, aren't they, Ben?
You know, I don't know necessarily that all medical schools are doing that. Do no harm, that one?
I think they are.
You think? I remember that some medical schools weren't doing that anymore. But yeah, I know a lot of them are. Why do you ask?
I got to hold it.
What's that, Jimmy?
I didn't understand.
Oh, he's gone. But we're going to take more calls when we come back. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, because there's an army of people listening to Ben taking notes. So if you're driving or if you're in bed and you can't write this down, call them and just say, you know, Ben was talking about this, and they'll tell you what he said. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We'll be back in a moment. We'll take another text or tweet from Tom when we come back, and the rest of your phone calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. And we'll be back with final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com in just a moment. We still need to set that record for website hits, and so we need all of you to just go to CriticalHealthNews.com for just a minute. Take a look at it, and I hope you enjoy it. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Next hour, we'll take a walk on the paranormal side, but for the rest of this half hour, we'll take your calls with pharmacist Ben. Tom will take a text and tweet as well. And Ben, any traveling coming up for you?
Going to the Big Apple here in the next month or so, do a couple talks, and then also see my mom. And then in October, I'll probably be here in California, in Southern California.
And have you slowed down since COVID hit?
Heck yeah. I haven't traveled a lot. Have you? Have you been traveling?
Yeah, we picked it up. We're all over the place. We've got a live stage show October 8th in Everett, Washington. We're still doing our Beyond Belief shows.
Coming in Boulder.
Boulder, your neck of the woods.
Yeah. So traveling ain't what it used to be, George.
No, that's true. We had our return flight canceled.
Did you have flights canceled?
Yeah, no, that's the first time that's ever happened to me in all my years of flying.
What do you do?
Well, they tried to book us on another flight, which was like the next day, and I didn't want that. But we ended up going into Orange County. We had to fly into there, and then
that's usually the better choice. You got stuck at LAX?
I would have gotten stuck there.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Okay, let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Randy in Whittier, California, west of the Rockies. Hey, Randy, go ahead, sir.
Yes, George and Ben, how you doing?
Fine, Randy. Hope you are, too.
Yeah, Ben, I've been on the 90 Essential Nutrient Protocol for 4.5 years.
Nice.
And I've taken you guys' advice, you and Doc Wallach and Dr. Glidden, on megadosing for my osteoporosis.
Yeah.
And I've just about reversed it totally.
Excellent.
But anyway, my question is on my... the optic nerves, I guess, are squeezed, and it's made my eyesight blurry, but it's slowly reversed. And I've had to use glasses because I'm an electrician, and when I take them off, I try to focus, you know, this new set of vision I have. Is there any exercises I can do?
I was about to say, you took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, eye exercises are great. There's a bunch of them. You know, you can do blink exercises. You could do figure eight exercise where you move your eyeballs in a figure eight kind of motion, or roll your eyes. There's all kinds of eye exercises. The muscles in the eye are largely responsible for nearsightedness. The nearsightedness that occurs to most people as they get older are largely muscle related.
What about the supplement lutein?
Lutein's phenomenal. Lutein, and in fact, the Ocutive, which contains all these wonderful eye supplements, are really important. Lutein is a pigment. You know, George, the pigments are not only important for the eyes, they're incredibly important for the eyes, actually. They're also important for the skin. And if you want to protect your skin from burning and you want to keep your eyes from degenerating, macular degeneration, and that kind of thing, make sure not only that you're eating your pigments, like vegetables and fruits, but you're braising them or mixing them somehow with butter. Because the butter pulls those pigments out of the reds, blues, the greens, the orange vegetables and fruits, and it comes out in the butter, and it makes it much easier for the body to process. Very important for folks as they get older, and also for people who have a gallbladder issue or a liver issue or an intestinal issue where they're not absorbing their fats.
Next up, let's go to Washburn, Missouri. Cheryl's with us. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hello, George, and hi, Dr. Ben Booth. I'm so glad that you're sharing this information with everybody. It's amazing. I appreciate you so much.
And he's not a doctor. He's a pharmacist, but just...
Okay, pharmacist. Okay.
You're
a nutritional guru.
I appreciate that.
That's cool. Thank you. I had gotten the sciatic neuropathy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was very painful, debilitating. And medications, they wanted to put me on, like, this gabapentin and stuff and that kind of deal. Some kind of, you know, I'm very iffy about taking prescriptions.
Did you say gabapentin?
Yeah, gabapentin.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of corporation. Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. A major corporation like late in 2021 came out with a new vitamin aid. And anyhow, I looked up the ingredients because I could not find the product on the market at that time when it came out. And it had all these, like, linoleic acid, like alpha linoleic acid and oleic acid and the gamma linoleic acid. And I've taken those with the fish oil and flax oil, flaxseed oil, and it massively helped.
That's awesome.
The neuropathy,
that's
where
awesome.
I can function.
That's the fatty acids you're talking about, right?
That's the way to make it work.
I'm telling you, those fatty acids are amazing, amazing, essential fatty acids for so many different things in the body. You know, essential fatty acids are natural statin drugs, the ultimate phase.
Yep, absolutely.
Natural statin drugs that lower your cholesterol naturally, and they also act like estrogen for women who are on HRT, hormone replacement therapy. Essential fatty acids are a non-toxic estrogen-like nutritional supplement.
On the wild card line, Anthony's with us in Bakersfield, California. Anthony, go ahead, sir.
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Ben, I wanted to ask you if you'd ever heard of the Myers cocktail injection.
Oh, heck yeah. We used to use that in pharmacy all the time for cancer. Yeah, I think it's B vitamins, magnesium. There might be something.
Vitamin C and calcium, all okay. Mixed with sterile water.
There you go. I guess you know. That's right. We used to work with it in pharmacy.
It's IV vitamin therapy, isn't it?
And not only, I was about to say, George, not only for cancer, for anybody. IV nutrition is phenomenal. And if we really cared about health in this country, George, we would have national IV nutrition insurance and national nutritional supplement insurance for that matter, too.
Well, why do you need IVs when you can just pop a pill?
Because it goes right into your blood. That's the fastest way to get stuff into your system.
Yeah, I'd rather take a capsule than be jabbed.
You take a capsule. But if you went to the hospital, they would stick IV nutrition right in your blood.
They would.
Yep.
Absolutely. You had mentioned chelation earlier.
Oh, man.
What do you think of
that?
So
underappreciated. That's another thing that if we really cared about health in this country, we'd have national chelation therapy. Chelation is cleaning your blood. And you know I talk about dirty blood. Dirty blood is the cause of all chronic health challenges, dirty blood. And so what chelation does is it cleans out the blood. Now, you can get chelation therapy by having it injected, chelating agents injected. But you can also take supplements like vitamin C, like previously mentioned N-acetylcysteine, like alpha-lipoic acid, MSM. Oh, my God, George, we haven't talked about MSM in a while. That stuff's phenomenal. Jevy has a new MSM product for arthritis, for anti-aging, and for chelation. So you don't have to go to an alternative practitioner or doctor to get chelation therapy injected. You can take it orally, and everybody should.
What about hyaluronic acid?
My friend calls it highly ironic acid. Yeah, remember, you used to laugh about that. Now you hear it everywhere, right?
It's every place.
It's everywhere, right? Back in the day, hyaluronic acid was so precious, it would cost $1,000 a gram. And I remember working in the lab, it would be kept under lock and key. The hyaluronic acid. Today, science has figured out how to make it genetically through bacteria, and so it's much more abundant, and you hear about it. It is amazing stuff, hyaluronic acid, for all kinds of things, for acne, for folks who have oily skin, for people who have joint problems, for immune issues, for just a regular anti-aging supplement. You know one of the best food sources of hyaluronic acid is, by the way?
What is that?
Bone broth.
Oh, you love bone broth.
I love bone broth.
Let's go to a final text and tweet from Tommy. What do we have, Tommy?
Hey, Ben, Claire in Atlanta writes, can you please tell us the difference between yoga and stretching, and is it all the same, and which is more beneficial?
Well, that's a great question, and I do know a little bit about yoga. There's many yoga just means yoke, to connect, and there's many different ways to connect. And the ancient people used to connect using the mind. They call it Raja Yoga, using dedication or devotion. They call it Bhakti Yoga, and there are various yogas. Claire, I think you said, is referring to is a specific kind of body yoga. And there's a few different ones, Ashtanga yoga, for example, hot yoga. And these are wonderful ways of stretching the body. Stretching is not as organized. You know, you can touch
yourself. There's meditation involved with this.
No, not necessarily. It can be, but no, not necessarily. For some of the yogas, for the physical yogas, not necessarily, but for some of the yogas, yeah, meditation is an important part. And by the way, meditation, that's something we should all be understanding how to do. That is an incredible way to build the immune system, to relax, to reduce stress, to help you fall asleep, great for your skin and for your connective tissue. And it's so simple to do. I'm a big, big proponent of meditation. I've had my own meditation practice for many years. But stretching is something we should all do, too, especially as we get older, because a lot of chronic pain comes from joints and tendons and ligaments that are constricted, that are becoming shorter and tighter, and stretching can loosen up the ligaments and the tendons and the joints, and thereby reduce pain. And a lot of pain can be, folks who are in chronic pain as they get older, can be eliminated, reduced at least, by doing stretching or by getting body work, massage, rolfing, a chiropractic manipulation. Body work is phenomenally important. You know, we talk about the chemistry of the body all the time with supplements, but the structure of the body is also very important, and that's where stretching comes in, that's where exercise comes in, and that's where rolfing and body work come in.
All right, final calls. Linda in Illinois, welcome to the show. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Good evening. I love this show, George.
Well, thank you.
I love Tommy, too. A few weeks ago, I had back surgery, which was really not necessary, and the doctor really messed me up big time, and I've suffered from it ever since.
I'm sorry.
And then I hear on the radio about neuropathy, and I suffer from that furiously, and I went to the doctor about it. They ordered some medicine, and according to the medicine, it says makes you drowsy. Well, I hate to tell them, but for 3 days and nights, I was up. I could not sleep. So I quit taking it.
What was the medicine?
Oh, Lord, I don't remember now. All right, let's put it this way. First of all, I have macular and I cannot see.
Okay, that's terrible. That's
okay, so that lets everything out. And I get extremely depressed. I cannot see TV.
Oh, man.
And Tommy thought that he had sent me a radio, which he didn't. All I have is this little 2 cent transistor, and I can hear you guys between the static, and that's the most best thing I've ever had.
You know what? Get Tommy your address. I'm going to send you gifts, ma'am. I got something that you're going to love.
I even got my stupid TV, and I can't even see it. I'm going to try to sell it because it doesn't do any good.
Give Tommy your address. And we're going to.
I love Tommy. Okay.
All right, I'll put you on hold there, Linda, and he'll get your address. And
you know what I got, George? I got an extra CC radio.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. It's in a box. I haven't even opened it up yet.
Well, Tom did ship it, and maybe she gave him the wrong address. Let's make sure he gets the right one right now. Kelly's with us, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Take it away. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Ben, my question is, I'm 45. When I was 21, I had massive stomach problems. I had a rare stomach tumor, a hernia in the bottom of my esophagus hung open. So they did Nissen funduplication. So I can't throw up for the last 24 years, but over the years, it's seeming like I do not absorb nutrients anymore. Mm. I've been muscle tested, all my vitamin tests, any blood tests always come back really low, and I take a good amount of supplements. So can I apply stuff topically?
You can, but even better, you know, not a few things you can do topically, but really what you want to do is liquefy everything. You want to be doing liquid vegetable juices.
Yep.
Get yourself a Vitamix, if you know what that is, a high-power blender where you get all the fiber. Make sure you liquefy everything. You pre-digest as much as possible. Soups, stews, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You definitely should be on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine liquid.
Yeah. And I've been on so many things, and
liquids?
I'm in alternative health, and it just seems like nothing works.
Liquids. Are you on liquids?
I do a lot of liquid everything.
Okay, so that's really what you want to focus on is liquids. How about bone broth? Are you doing bone broth?
No.
Yeah, make sure you're doing these dense liquids, liquids that have a lot of nutrients, density. And that's why
chicken soup is good for you, isn't
chicken,
it?
It's ridiculously amazing.
Real
chicken
you ever,
soup with the bone.
DMSO to help absorb?
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
DSMO?
What, using DMSO to absorb?
DMSO to help you absorb, you're thinking?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's pretty smart. Yeah, DMSO helps you absorb things through the skin, but you're not going to get significant enough absorption of nutrients. But it wouldn't hurt. That's actually not a bad idea to put things like magnesium and zinc and minerals and vitamins in through DMSO. But I don't think you'll get the significant amounts that you really need. Liquids. I'd be going liquid soup, stews, and juices, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. If you need any more information, call this toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Ben Fuchs comes on every three 6 weeks, in between Doc Wallach, who will be on in 3 weeks as well, with pharmacist Ben. Ben, since you've been doing this, how many years now? Not the pharmacy work, but the critical health news.
The critical health work? Oh, my gosh, George. This is our seventh year, going on 8 years.
How did they find you?
Longevity or critical health? I started writing for critical health as a pharmacist. You know MZ, our friend.
Great guy.
He started critical health. He asked me if I wanted to write, and I love to write, so I started writing pieces for it, and I started doing videos and started doing the George Norrie Coast to Coast show, and, you know, the rest is history, as they say.
Do you get, when people hear your name, do you get recognized?
Not like you.
Well,
I was walking down the street with you. That's pretty amazing. No, I don't really get recognized. Once in a while, I get recognized. Us pharmacists, we're a very quiet, shy type.
They are. I'm going to put you on hold. Tom will give you Linda's address, and you can take it away and send her what you wanted to send her, okay?
Good to talk to you, George. Have a good
day. All right, Ben. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Up next on Coast to Coast, we're going to dabble with the paranormal side. And later on in the program tonight, you're going to hear some electronic voice phenomena, EVPs, of strange things from the other side. So get ready for that. But two special guests just ahead on Coast to Coast AM.